Hello, everybody. This is Michael Marsalek. I'm talking today with Trent Smith, who's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Missoula. Nice to visit with you, Trent.
Well, thank you for having me on, Michael.
Well, listen, I thought about calling you because spring is officially here. Monday morning, 4:29 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time is officially the moment of spring. I know there are people all across Montana that can't wait for spring. There's those diehard snow folks that are hoping it's going to last a little longer as well. I had you look up before we started that the last 70-degree day in Missoula was October 1st. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was, Michael. But for us meteorologists, our spring actually kind of starts in March. It's called our meteorological spring, starts on March 1st. So we've kind of transitioned already into it. So
well, and you have transitioned really a lot because the weather has really started to shift. Warmer temperatures, you've had a change in snow. The runoff has already started in earnest in some places, right?
That is correct. We did a quick switch here in the past couple of weeks. This past winter was a pretty impressive winter. We've had one of our coldest Decembers and Januarys on record. I mean, Kalispell and Missoula had some of the coldest average mean temperatures since the late 1970s. And then we, especially northwest Montana and actually over in the Cut Bank and area, got a significant amount of snow over this winter, and now that we've transitioned here this past few weeks, we're really looking at the flooding issues.
Right. And I also remember seeing a statistic that there were more consecutive days with a consistent amount of snow on the ground in Missoula and in the Flathead for a longer period of time than normal. Is that right as well?
That is correct. We did go an extended period of time with at least an inch of snow on the ground. I don't know the number right off the top of my head, but it was up there within the top 25%. Of records.
I do know that in the past years, I can't remember exactly if it was last year or the year before, but we were in a pretty good position with snowpack in the mountains heading into this time of year, heading into, you know, the transition into spring and the end of March. But then we had a very warm April with a number of 70 plus days, and things really melted very quickly, and that snowpack kind of went away quicker than one would hope. So I'm guessing that it's really a matter of cool temperatures now that's going to determine how quickly the runoff happens.
Yes and no. Right now, the Climate Prediction Center is kind of forecasting an equal chance of temperatures, kind of meaning it's looking like it's going to be about normal for the month of April for us. Actually, we're looking at precipitation being a slightly better chance of having above normal precip for the whole state of Montana coming up into the month of April and May and June. So it does look like we'll still keep on getting some precipitation. The cooler temperatures, if we could just get that gradual warm-up, it will help with the slow melting in our mountains. But actually, for flooding concerns, we're dealing with flooding right now all across northwest Montana. They had a significant amount of snow this past winter. Kalispell received 88 inches of measurable snow. That ranks at number 5 on the record scale, so the top 5 of the amount of snow for at least this period. And we've just been getting rainstorm after rainstorm up there, so we're getting the snow melt in the low levels, plus that rain on top of it, and we're actually getting reports of some of the of flooding. We were talking to an emergency manager up in Libby, and they were talking about houses being flooded, water running near a school, and that in our rivers, especially along the extreme western edge of Montana, are seeing some of the highest flows on record for this day. Not period, but just for this day, we're seeing some of the highest records ever in the rivers for the month of March. So we're getting a lot of water already pumped into our system, and we're still getting just a very active weather pattern. We have this system that's coming through last night and into this morning that's bringing quite a bit of rain. And then we'll probably see another system in the next day or two that could bring even more rain. And again, it's that northwest Montana that we're really concerned about. That's where they still have a lot of the snowpack left. And and just having some major issues up there. The rest of the state of Montana, we're still looking at a very active pattern. I know Glasgow out in that area just had some snow and some really cold temperatures just a few days ago, but I don't think that they had the snowpack and the rain to cause any flooding issues right now. And I know down in extreme southwest Montana that there was a flood warning issued from one of the rivers near Dillon just a couple of days ago. So again, it's kind of hit and miss, but it's really extreme northwest Montana that's feeling the biggest impact from this past winter transitioning into this spring.
And it is looking like these storms, certainly the last few, and then what you're anticipating heading into this week, it's still going to be higher elevation. It's still going to be rain, right? We're not expecting snow at the higher elevations for most of these.
Our mountains are still getting snow. That's the nice thing, is that it hasn't been extremely warm with these systems. We're actually running normal to above average temperature-wise for this time of year. So our mountains are. Granted, the mountain passes haven't really seen that much snow, but the mountain peaks themselves are still getting snow, which is a good thing. We don't want to have them melt off too quickly, but they are still receiving snow up there in the highest peaks.
I'm talking with Trent Smith today, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Missoula. We have just a couple of minutes left. Let me ask you, guys have sent out a number of notices recently, and as you mentioned, kind of transitioning into the whole focus being on runoff and flooding and obviously the warmer temperatures. What do you talk about for spring safety and that kind of thing when you're talking about the very quick runoff that can happen this time of year?
The best thing is to kind of get your house prepared. Try to pull the snow away from your foundations, especially if you have a basement. Try to get a couple of feet off. Make sure that your drainage routes are open, especially your culverts are not plugged, so that way the water can have a free flow, because it just takes a little bit of debris to really cause water to start backing up. So just start looking at your property. Make sure that the proper drainage is in place so that way you don't get caught off with the water starting to pull around your foundation and getting into your house, or make sure the culverts or drains near your roadways are open and free so that way when it does melt, it can go into the storm system, so it has minimal impact. As for another big concern that we've had is with the amount of snow, and it has been warmer in these lower levels, is we have been having reports of rock slides and debris flows out of small creeks. So just kind of keep an eye on that. Some of our small creeks, especially across northwest Montana, have a very high probability of flooding. We do have aerial flood watches out because we've already talked to, like I said, the emergency managers. And there's, again, with these rain systems, that likelihood is going to increase. So if your property is beside a small creek and it's already running high and we're still looking at a couple of more systems coming in, you might want to start thinking about how to prepare your property for that. Maybe it consists of sandbagging around vulnerable outbuildings or structures that you have. So it's kind of just be prepared and just kind of wait and keep an eye on things.
Well, thanks so much for visiting with us. The next thing that happens, of course, is the official start of spring on Monday, 4:29 a.m. Mountain Time. I've been talking with Trent Smith today, meteorologist with the National Weather Service based out of Missoula. Thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us.
And again, thank you so much, Michael, for having me on.